producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Who better to kick things off with than our pal, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. And Bob, big news, a Malaysian passenger plane with 295 people on board, they say, crashed in the Ukraine after being shot down over the Russian border. Wow. I mean, this is in light of what just happened coincidentally with the president and the sanctions. So what do you make of this? Of course, we don't know.
You know, we don't know. I mean, we shot down an Iranian Airbus one time full of people. When we thought it was, you know, we've done it in the ocean years back. And, you know, who knows? But the Pentagon won't, it crashed on the Ukraine-Russia border, but the Pentagon will not comment on whether it was shot down or not.
Yeah, wow. All right, we'll see how that plays out. And you know, because with what happened with that Iranian Airbus, that was, man, that was just hit the U.S. like a ton of bricks at the time,
didn't
it?
Oh, it was awful. We thought it was, you know, it was a military plane. We shot it down. There were people and luggage, and it was terrible.
Yeah, no kidding. And what else is buzzing, of course, on the Hill? It's all about immigration and the kids and the money and what's going to happen. What are the Republicans doing? How are they playing this thing out? Do you think they're doing the right thing by some of the comments that we've heard, or no? Because now you can take a step back, and if you were strategizing, what would you say would be the right move by the Republicans?
Well, first of all, you know, they need to watch. You know, they had that one Republican candidate who's talking about the terrified look on the kids' faces, and it was a YMCA bus full of campers. And you know, people doing things like that, and he was at a rally, you know, kind of one of the hate rallies. So I think that that people need to watch the verbiage, you know, of what they're feeling about the kids, and try to get into a solution. Now, the Republicans are going to add language into the bill for the funding to give the president the money, but they want to do away with their very own 2008 George Bush law. And Harry Reid, the leader of the Senate, Democratic side, doesn't want to do any language. He said the president has enough powers. He doesn't need that. So the Republicans have one choice, Kate, and that is, you know, do they say, okay, we can't get this language, so we're not going to give you the money, which is what they want to do, by the way.
Right.
Either get the language or no money. Or can somebody bring them to their senses that they need to fund this money one way or the other? I mean, regardless of how they feel, or they need to fund this money, whether they think the president created this, whatever. We have a problem. And so I think that calmer heads will prevail, that the president will get the money one way or the other, is what I think.
Yeah. I got to ask you this, because I love it when you and I talk about politics and who's running and what's happening, and I love these polls, and Gallup comes out with a poll. Mike Huckabee, I mean, this guy's always flying around. Mike Huckabee and Hillary Clinton, the most favored for 2016. Do you really think Huckabee has a shot on the Republican side?
I think that Huckabee would not be a bad candidate. I mean, the Republicans need to find a woman, period. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
They need to find a female to run, because it's going to be Hillary Clinton. That's what they need to do. But Huckabee wouldn't be a bad person. Of course, now you have to remember, and as a former Republican member of the House, I'm looking at the alternatives. Ted Cruz.
Yeah, no.
I can just stop right there. I'm looking at the alternatives, so because there's not a big field of Republicans, it's a vacuum, Huckabee might be a better choice for them than, you know, some other choices out there. I mean,
so
Perry and, you know, Rand Paul is what it's boiled down to.
Right. So if it was, let's say it was just Huckabee, because he does have the power of the airwaves. He's doing a talk radio show and gets a lot of publicity of that. And, of course, the former governor of Arkansas, and he's been through this before. If Huckabee did run, you really give him a pretty good chance against Hillary Clinton? You think it would be, you know, it'd be neck and neck, or what do you think?
Well, he'd have a better chance to, if Jeb Bush runs, just Hillary Clinton is just going to walk all over Jeb Bush.
I agree.
All over him. I think Hillary Clinton today, I mean, who knows, but I think Hillary Clinton beats Huckabee. I think he at least does a decent job of being a good opponent who would, you know, cost the money, because, you know, if the Democratic side doesn't spend money on Hillary, they have more money to spend on the House and the Senate. That's how the politicos look at all this, you know. That's how they look at it. So they need somebody to keep a challenge. But I still think Hillary wins on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And maybe if the Republicans, I always call it the undercard, the VP spot, but maybe if there was a strong woman in the VP, you know, running as the VP.
Well, I think the Republicans have to, my opinion today, they have to pick a woman at the top of the ticket against Hillary. They have
yeah.
to.
Yeah, I think so too.
But they're
Absolutely.
Not going to, but they have to.
Yeah. What did you think of the Republicans choosing Cleveland? All of a sudden, Cleveland, you know, they have Johnny Football, LeBron James, and now the Republican convention in 2016. What did you think of the choice of Cleveland as the site?
I think it's a great choice. Of course, you have to remember, Ellen Ratner's from Cleveland, always will be. She will be buried in Cleveland. So for me to say anything else except go Cleveland could cause me physical harm.
You know, this is so funny you said that, because the first thing I thought of is, oh, Ellen Ratner's going to love this. It's all in Ohio.
Oh, she already sent me an email, said, you are going to the convention. Because, you know, I went to so many conventions, they're like, please don't make me do this.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So we're going to the convention.
Of course, of course. And finally, I don't understand why you and I can't get in on this action. Did you happen to see that Jay Carney is now getting $100,000 a speech?
You know, I don't get this. I mean, yes,
I don't either.
I need to sometimes take my, bad publicity side and turn that. I mean, Jack Abramoff gets $5,000 a fee. The guy
you
I got
do.
Trouble with. What is
yeah.
wrong with me and you, huh?
I don't know. We need to team up. Good cop, bad cop. You can be the bad cop, though.
Well, we can do that. We could do a Saturday Night Live skit or something, you know?
I love it. All right. It's always fun with you, Bob Ney. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
So you heard in that conversation with Bob Ney at the top, everybody talking about this Malaysian plane that was downed over the Ukraine, 298 people dead. There are a couple of different scenarios floating around, and the Russians are blaming the situation in the Ukraine for this surface-to-air missile that downed the jet. Frightening as it happened. The world exploded as far as the court of public opinion is concerned. And I know you are chomping at the bit on the heels of those sanctions. Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, saying Ukraine's military campaign against the separatists is really to blame for this. In fact, he said on TV in Russia, this tragedy would not have happened if there had been peace on that land, or in any case, if military operations in southeastern Ukraine had not been renewed. And without a doubt, the government of the territory on which it happened bears responsibility for this frightening tragedy. What do you say in all those nooks and crannies? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. You got the numbers. Dial them up. Let's hear. I'll give you my opinion on the flip side on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It looks like it may be a terrible tragedy. Right now, we're working to determine whether there were American citizens on board. That is our first priority. I've directed my national security team to stay in close contact with the Ukrainian government. The United States will offer any assistance we can to help determine what happened and why. As a country, our thoughts and prayers are with all the families of the passengers, wherever they call home.
That's the president. That's what he had to say about this plane coming down. As you can imagine, the buzz in our backyard and, frankly, everywhere is over this plane coming down. And here we go again with another Malaysian plane involved. But this is completely different than the missing plane. In this case, a missile brought it down. But who done it? Who had the motive? Who had the opportunity? And opportunity, there's a lot of opportunity here. Was it, some people are even throwing out that I've been listening to, and like I said, everybody has an opinion, that it perhaps was just a freaky accidental thing, which, I'm sorry, I'm throwing that out. I do not think it was a freaky accidental thing. Now, the Ukrainian government certainly could have taken it down, but what would the motivation be for that? I don't see the motivation to take this plane out of the sky. Right? Why would they do that? And, of course, their system, by the way, is the one that they got from the Russians because they got it from them years ago. But that's not what, that doesn't help them in any way at all. I mean, it doesn't help them at any way. In the struggle with Russia, this is just a killer. Wouldn't make any sense. The pro-Russian rebels, the separatists in the eastern part of that country, they had the opportunity. The motive? Do they have the motive? Would they want to do this? Were they trying to hit something else and did accidentally hit the Malaysian plane by mistake? This is a theory that you could flush out. Now, there was some social media from the so-called rebels claiming credit for shooting down another Ukrainian military plane, but then, boom, that was taken out immediately when they realized it was a Malaysian passenger plane instead. So the rebel separatists in the last week or so really have lost some ground to the Ukrainian forces. And Putin has not been happy about this, right? I think, in a sense, he hasn't been happy about this. The rebels decided to escalate the fighting because they were hoping to get Russia engaged to help get them out. So was this the idea? Look, we take this plane down, boom, and now we got our backing that we want. And then Russia. Opportunity, but what would the motive be for Russia? You heard what I said as far as Putin. He immediately jumped on the air to say, "We, you know, this is terrible and this would not have happened if the system were different and we didn't have what was going on in the Ukraine." So Putin doing it, keep Russia involved, keep them there. They want to have, as I said in a previous show before this happened, they want to be close. They want to have a way to have plausible deniability. And what would their involvement do? Provoke a Western reaction at all? I don't think so. So if Russia comes out of this as shooting down the Malaysian civilian plane, here's the other part of it. If they do, is this a huge game changer? The Russians are denying it. Do people believe them? Do they believe them? And then this has to be, would have to be Putin's biggest, biggest nightmare. Because think about what this does. This has already put, by the way, because of the people on the plane who were overwhelmingly Dutch, it certainly lit a fire under the Europeans. And obviously, we're in the thick of this, as you saw the sanctions being leveled the other day, to take some kind of action. So action was already taken against Russia, and now you have this happen. You have this happen. And, by the way, there were some on the flight, on this flight, there were American and European citizens, mostly Dutch, as I mentioned. So the White House was scrambling, I heard, earlier in the day. Josh Earnest credited the president earlier in the week, and now all of a sudden everything has gone in a different direction. Wow. Wow. And remember when the Soviets shot down a South Korean plane? 1983. What did they do? They denied it at first, and then finally they admitted it. They claimed the plane was spying on them. And this was a huge poke to Ronald Reagan, the president, because then in 1983, what is Reagan saying to himself? Oh, compromise in Russia, they don't add up because they don't care about humans. And they didn't take responsibility. So what do you think their government, their system is? Corrupt, immoral. Use whatever words you want to use. And you have a pilot taking down a South Korean civilian airliner by mistake. Come on. So that was a game changer then, if you remember. The whole Star Wars missile defense system, all of that, big time defense buildup. And then what happened? 6 years, I guess probably 6 years, my math is fuzzy, was boom, that's the end of the USSR. That's the end of the Union, right? So this has serious implications without a doubt. The Malaysian plane being brought down. And the accusations immediately from the Ukraine that terrorists shot down the plane. Immediately, the U.S. concluded a missile shot down the plane when it happened, but did not try to look for blame at that second. Of course, realizing, okay, we're going to look at a few things here first. We have some ideas. This plane was on the way from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, and it was flying about 33,000 feet when the missile hit it. A radar system actually saw a surface-to-air missile turn on and track a plane right before the it went down. A second system saw a heat signature at the time the plane was hit. The United States is analyzing the trajectory of the missile to learn more about the attack. What does the administration say? At first, so cautious, saying immediately they didn't believe that the Ukraine did not have, you know, they believe that they did not have the capability in that area, and certainly no motivation. The Malaysian Prime Minister Razak said the plane never made a distress call. And immediately, he's been in this position before, the missing plane, he called for an international team to have full access to the crash site and said, we have to find out precisely what happened to this flight. No stone will be left unturned. And said, if it transpires that the plane was shot down, we insist that the perpetrators must swiftly be brought to justice. So turn the stone over for me, will ya? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. John McCain on the warpath. What did he have to say? Coming up.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We would now have to get arms to the Ukrainian government. We would have to have severe sanctions. We'd have to have a reevaluation of all of our relations with Russia.
All right, there you go. That's John McCain, the senator from Arizona, immediately reacting to what happened, as so many others did as well when his plane was brought down. And of course, some horrific things since then have come out about what people saw on the ground and the moment it went down and all of the in-betweens from A to Z, without a doubt. And here we are talking about another Malaysian plane, much different from the one that's missing, but this one brought down by a missile. Of the people on board, 154 Dutch, 43 Malaysians, that would include 15 that are crew, 27 Australian, 12 Indonesian, 9 British, 4 German, 4 Belgian, 3 Filipino, 1 Canadian, 41 unverified at this point, and that's starting to happen. Because that's always, you know, the other countries reacting, obviously, the bulk of where were the people from. And you have some strange things that are starting to pop up through social media. I mentioned that already. The reaction from Putin, the reaction from the Malaysian Prime Minister, and what is the motivation? I really don't believe the Ukraine had the motivation. What, to make it look like the Russians did it doesn't make any sense. They certainly would have the capability. And I love that Putin immediately seized the opportunity to say that it wouldn't have happened if there was peace there. If only, without a doubt, this is the deal. This has whipped everybody up into a frenzy, according to Putin. The Ukraine state security chief accused two Russian military intelligence officers of involvement and says they have to be punished. He is basing his allegations on some phone conversations between the two of them that they had obviously tapped into. And they say they will do everything that they can to see something happen here. And in that conversation, between the two of them, apparently they said, we're going to do what we can for the Russian military who carried out this crime to be punished, is what they were saying. They were talking about what they would do to make this happen and then what would happen afterwards. So it's very strange. The jet actually just, think of the missile hitting it, just plunged immediately toward the ground in a fireball. And that what you see when that happens is the black smoke trailing off into the sky. And then you had witnesses describing just a terrible scene of death and just utter destruction. The plane kind of, as the witnesses said, kind of exploding in the air. Everything rained down in bits and pieces. The plane itself and the people inside. So you have charred wreckage that stretches for miles. You have stunned, as in any case where you have remains and things that are left of the plane. Besides, you have stunned rescue workers who were shocked. You have rebel fighters who were also combing the area. And they were planting sticks with white cotton ribbons where they found bodies in the fields. That's what you do. So it has to be an eerie, sad thing to see when you walk through and you've got these white things sticking up, these sticks, and you realize these are all bodies. And they're trying to find and do whatever they can. I mean, this is what happens when you have, whether you had some kind of a crash or a missile hits, regardless, it's then the action of investigating, picking up the pieces, and all that kind of stuff. So the accusations, the blame game, that's in full swing. The conspiracy theories, oh, they're out there too, as to what happened here. And I told you about in the 80s, and then Reagan's reaction, and the course of history as a result, too, somewhat shaped by that. In this case, boy, the timing is, you have to say, is pretty interesting. 33,000 feet shot down there. I mean, really, what would that look like from the ground? I mean, obviously, the VP... The U.S. VP, Joe Biden, says that the Ukraine's president had accepted an offer of U.S. experts to help investigate the crash. And so, of course, they're already well on their way. Immediately, they left. And, it definitely was shot down. It wasn't some accidental thing that happened. I think that was known from the second it happened. And it's sad because then the stories start to come out, start to pour out as to who the people were on the plane that are in the middle of this thing. There was the International AIDS Society, which is a pretty big group. A number of them were on this plane. They were on their way to go to a conference in Melbourne, Australia, a huge conference. And people are pretty familiar with the IAS. At this point. So, terrible tragedy for them, because then once again you have a whole group of people. And I've already mentioned this, but it's worth rehashing this. The route the Malaysian plane was on was between Kuala Lumpur and the Netherlands. And it's they travel this way all the time. This is not some unusual thing. But the plane at the time was over an area that, like, kind of a troubled area, right, where the communication with air traffic controllers obviously would be huge. And the area, Torres, is a rebel-held area for what it's worth. So if that's what we're talking about, it's a hostile area. You know you can have problems. Tensions are high between the Ukraine and Russia since the former pro-Moscow president of the Ukraine, you know, was forced from power back in February. Russia, we know the timeline, the history of this, then eventually annexes the Ukraine's southeastern Crimean area. And the Crimea is beautiful, right? And this is just a prime real estate. And a pro-Russian separatist rebellion has been going on in the east in the Ukraine, especially in the Donetsk area. And the forces in the Ukraine have been struggling to quell what's happened there. And they accuse Russia of allowing weapons and military equipment in, including tanks, to cross the border illegally and then giving them to the pro-Russian separatists. I mean, this is what we were talking about before this happened. So Russia now has 12,000 troops on the border with the Ukraine and a lot of heavy weapons. A lot of heavy weapons. Now you have this jet situation. So if you thought tensions were high before, imagine where they are right now. So here, this is the second time this year that Malaysian Airlines has had an incident involving a down plane, a missing plane. I mean, we had the 370, flight 370, poof, disappeared. That was back in March. And that plane had, 239 people on board? And we have no trace of that so far. I mean, two different things happen to be the same airline. And now this. I said what Razik had to say. And can you imagine him getting that phone call? And, of course, what's he going to say? We're launching an investigation. And, I mean, you got the wreckage path, which is spread out. That certainly will tell a lot. If a plane breaks up in midair, you know, what would happen in a missile strike? You have a lot of wreckage. If it's mechanical failure, it's much, much, much different. Certainly, it makes sense. Anyone would realize that it would be more concentrated. Much, much, much more concentrated. And I think the scary thing is to think, as someone suggested to me, if you really want to start to go down a path of, okay, who gains the most by doing this? How does this happen? First you have the sanctions, you have the problems with Russia, the troops there in the east. So who gains the most out of this? Or who wants to try to make it look like something? And if you had a terrorist and they have a surface-to-air missile, and that happens, wow. Oh, that is awful. And think of what, this plane was low. Think of what that missile did, and ultimately the person or persons responsible realizing they manipulated something, if this is not Russia, if this isn't one of the three possible or four scenarios that I mentioned. 855-266-5283, or shoot me an email. A few of you have done that at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. 855-266-5283. We're wrapping up this hour on the flip side.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust.
All right, we're making that final turn here on ATN. The focus this hour has been over the fact that a Malaysian plane went down and the world is talking about it, including all of us here in these United States. Who brought it down? Was it the Russians? And are we going to finally have somebody admit to it? And I'll tell you, it's just crazy that that both of them happen to be Malaysian planes, or is it? Or is it? I think in the next couple of days, they pour over this debris and sort through it. Now there's more and more is becoming known about the passengers who were on the plane, which is, of course, the tragedy of this whole thing, the innocents that happened to be on that particular flight and are no longer living. Is just the other thing that gets lost, I think, in this whole thing. So I've gotten a ton of emails on it. Phones are open if you want to, 24/7, baby. You don't have to go through a drive-thru window. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. This one came in from Bob shortly after it happened, and Bob said, Kate, the Russians did it. I don't trust Putin. I think he did this on purpose so that he could make it look like something else or say that he was shocked and saddened, and if only Russia had had control of the situation, and this is the problem because of what's been happening in the Ukraine. Don't you think? And sure enough, a little bit of what Putin said, talking about the violence and the situation in that country and, you know, that leads to this kind of thing. Got another one, too, from our pal Jake in Austin, who always emails us. And Jake says, Kate, I know that you're all over this. A day after the sanctions just seems so funny to me. Is it one of these Russian nutballs? Is it a terrorist trying to take advantage of the situation? Or, hey, maybe there's somebody targeting Malaysian Air. Still pretty brutal either way to have a missile blow this right out of the sky. How crazy. At 33,000 feet. We may all be stunned once they get to the bottom of it. Or who knows? Maybe there's something completely opposite of what we could possibly stretch our imaginations to believe that really has taken place here. I'll tell you one thing that's taken place, that you couldn't have more tension between the Ukraine and Russia. Couldn't have that. This is just added to it. So plane flying over a rough area gets shot down by a missile. Shot down by a missile. The blame game starts immediately. Every world leader says they feel for the families and they'll get to the bottom of it. When I say world leaders, especially those where there were people on the plane from that particular country. So now we have these sanctions that happened on Wednesday. We have this plane being hit by a missile on Thursday. And I'll tell you what, the European Union, I'm sure, is all over this. They're going to be right there. They're going to increase the sanctions. There's no question about that. So what would have been a discussion pretty much all day long about the sanctions, the reaction, all that kind of stuff, focuses more on why target Malaysian Air? Why hit that plane? Who ultimately gets the most out of that as far as what the motivation is and what it would do for a cause? And I think these investigations are going to be pretty interesting, I got to say, to follow. And immediately, I have to tell you, so I'm listening to everything. I'm sending out some emails, trying to see what I can find out from a source at the Pentagon, and the Pentagon was pretty straightforward, hitting this head on of what they knew. I mentioned this too. Let me emphasize this again. 23 Americans killed. Body parts scattered. I mean, this is a sad, horrible sight. The black box sent to Moscow for an investigation into it. And the Ukraine is saying, we're going to present evidence of the Russian military involvement, because that's what we think. Immediately saying that. 35 miles from the Russian border. 35 miles. Wow. From Amsterdam. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And I can imagine when this all breaks out, when you think of Russia and you think of the capability, I have to say that's exactly where my mind went. Making the statement the pro-Russia dudes. They have the arsenal. Why? Because they were given, the rebels were given it by Mother Russia. So if that's the case, is that Russia's fault? Yes. Who supplied the arsenal? Who supplied it? Clearly, this was a hostile act, and clearly it was somebody trying to make a statement, I believe. So who would try to make a statement in the middle of what's already happening there? And why that particular plane? Just boom, it happens to be in the space, or we know that it flies, because they fly there a lot. They fly that route all the time, so they must have known of the route, certainly, I would assume. The rebels are suggesting that insurgents put the plane down. They're saying that's what happened. And Putin is saying that we informed the president about the crash, that the Kremlin immediately talked to the White House to tell them what they knew. Oh, if I could fly on the wall to hear that conversation. Imagine what that was like, particularly with that relationship. Probably it was underlings is what I'm assuming, because we certainly didn't hear there was any great conversation between Putin and Obama. And usually you would hear that. So it wouldn't necessarily be out of the ordinary, by the way, to have two underlings, I'm going to call them, have the conversation. 295 people dead. Three infants. Awful. The bulk of the people were from the Netherlands. Next highest, 45 from Malaysia. And there were 27 Australians on the plane, too, by the way. And it's going to take a while to piece all of this together. And because of it was flying over the war zone, as I mentioned, a sketchy area in the Ukraine, it's still all about where was the missile fired from, and that's not the trajectory. That's not particularly clear. It's not clear. And that's part of what we need to know. That's part of the missing element here, which I'm certain will turn up. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. If you have any thoughts, you can send them to me, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening to the show.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.